Whenever in history we see a revolution or something historical take place, then three parts are evident and visible. Three parts. Three sectors, you could say. One is those principles, the rules that have been laid down, established by the revolution or the historical event taking place, then the one sector, one group accepts those principles and rules. Another group, another third, they are those who totally reject. They say, no, 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 we don't accept these principles, rules, they're too strict, not in line with us. And so both things are evident, visible. A, those people who accept, obey, respect, honor, they say, Amana wa sadana, that's fine, totally, we accept everything, we'll fall in line. And in the same way, it's evident, those people, group B, I don't accept, we don't accept, we don't want to embrace this, etc. And then additionally, there's group C, the third group. Group C. Now this group is very cunning and clever and trickery. They consider themselves to be clever and cunning. And they are in that game. They play that game. Let's just go in between. Let's stay with A and with B. Let's please both A and B. This is group C. Group C wants to please both parties. Stay on the fence. The Quran, in the beginning, explains this to us. First and foremost, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, told us the foundation, and the foundation of this way of life, which is Islam, the deen of Islam. Totally, Allah has made comprehensive package and way of life and rule, which is Islam. And Allah said, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, the straight path. Path A. And the biggest principle of this path, of this way of life, is that Allah Ta'ala stated that وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Allah says that whatever I have given to my Nabi, and as we saw in the verse, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, whatever I reveal, I give to my Prophet, beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the form of the Quran and the physical implementation of the Quran, his lifestyle, both of these things that I've given will continue through history. And this way of life is the way of Islam, this deen, the way of life. And whoever joins this, attaches to this, then whenever we see in history, there have always been three sectors, three groupings. Group A, those who from the time of the Prophet ﷺ grabbed hold of this, embraced this, accepted this. First of all, the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. After the companions, it continues until Qiyamah. The practicing people, the mu'mineen, the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Quran, and He has sent us the Sharia Mutahara, the pure Sharia. According to that, they will grab hold of it, grip hold of it, and follow it. And for those people, Allah will give them rules. Allah said in the Quran, خَالِدِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. Such a Jannah they will enter into, paradise, when they will depart the world. In this state, the deen they have given to them to practice, if they practice that, and they stay firm, steadfast on it, Alhamdulillah. Group B, sector B, they will say, no, no, we don't accept this. There's no deen. We don't accept this. Openly, visibly, they will oppose. There are many. And obviously it's the nafs, the base desires, that forces a person to not accept. So group B, they are visible in the world. Allah Ta'ala gives them a chance. Allah warns them and they continue to reject. They are the rejectors. And for them, Allah Ta'ala says, forever they will go into Jahannam, into hell. And the group C, which started at the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's generation, that time, in that era, and just like the hadith has stated, that as the time will pass, as the time will go further away from the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there will be tests and challenges and issues and problems, they will increase. So this third group, group C, this is the group of turbulence, sowing discord, disharmony, it creates splits, and as the time goes further away from the Prophet, this group gets stronger, more intense, and its number and quantity will increase, and Dajjal will come from here, and all of the signs of Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salam will come, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come, all of the fasad will be due to group C. Most of all. Now group C, the third group, its function is that from their heart, which is the foundation of deen, the foundation of Islam, the root of deen is the heart. And group C, the person who's in the third group, yes, with regards to the Quran, Sharia Mutahara, a person's heart and amal, here in the heart, that group C will always play games. Here they will be two-faced, they won't accept in the heart the Sharia, Rasulullah's way of life, his lifestyle, and according to the days and ages and the generations and era, they will continue to build this. Sometimes they'll be modernists, sometimes they'll be termed intellectuals or this and that, and with their base desires and their nafs, they will increase this wrong understanding. So brothers, these discussions we're having right now whilst we're sitting, we should analyze that we're in this era now. The Quran is speaking so nicely and clearly to us and giving us reality. Reality. So it looks, if we think deeply today, the third group, group C, because this is the day, these are the days of fasad. So today, group C is very, you could say it's big, large, lots, a high quantity of people. The first group, group A, Iman, they will be less in quantity, weaker, extremely weak. And the second and the third group, B and C, and those who are sitting on the fence, yeah, group B who don't accept. And worse than group B are those who are in group C. Those people who don't believe, fair enough, we know visibly, etc., verbally. But worst of all, most dangerous, who give loss to the deen of Islam are the third grouping. The third grouping. For them, those who follow deen, they get Jannah. Those who are in the third group, those who are in between, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated about them that their situation is such. Mu'mins are visible, but if you look at the difference between the mu'mins and the group people in the third group, that when a mu'min does a good deed, when he does a good deed, yes, the sign of a mu'min, that person who accepts and embraces and is steadfast in Allah's deen and the sharia, Allah has given, that when he does a good deed, a mu'min, then he cries in the court of Allah, that Allah, will this be accepted or not? Allah, please have mercy on me. Have I fulfilled the rights of this deed? The same way the munafiq, the hypocrites who are in between, on the fence, when he does wrong, he's happy. He considers that the sins I'm committing, implementing, that this is the way for progression in life. I will progress in the world. I'll be accepted. I am forward-looking, progressive, advanced. And this is the cause of success. The others, they're foolish. They don't know what they're doing. They're stupid. I am the man. Let me tell the dunya. Let me benefit from the dunya. Attain everything I need. There's a statement that we should have deen and we should have dunya. Yes? So this is their slogan, you could say. We should have deen and we should have dunya. We should have the world and religion. They don't have the etiquettes. Yes, the first group's call is, slogan is, Quran and Sharia. The second is, we don't accept, fair enough. And the third one says, I want this and that. I want deen and I want dunya. I want a bit of both. Has this ever occurred? A person is a man and a woman? You can only be one. Yes, I'll give the example in the world. Has it ever been, there's night and there's day at the same time? Can it be, you have white and black at the same time? No. So how can it be you have deen and dunya? How can you mix the two? This is nifaq, hypocrisy. This is the definition of nifaq. This is the sign of nifaq. Their mission is, the history shows, their way, their plot is that Rasulullah ﷺ, Sharia Mutahara, they will oppose it, speak against it, they dislike it. Listen, no, this has nothing to do with the deen. Always they oppose one thing, nothing else. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, Sharia and Sunnah that he brought, that he practiced, this is the big sign of the munafiq, he'll oppose it. And the punishment, so the people who follow it, they'll go into Jannah, and those who don't believe will go into Jannah. But what will happen with these people, the munafiqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made seven doors seven doors of Jahannam, hell. Seven ways. And one is of metal, on which is written La'ana. Yes, the other doors. So there's a door, the doors of different doors with different material. Different materials. And the Adhab, if we see the depth of that door, the Adhab is to the depth of the door. And to the height of that door is Allah's displeasure. Allahu Akbar. So Adhab and displeasure, that place is made of Allah's displeasure. Anger. And the ground is of metal, of severe metals, of glass, which will burn with the fire. There will be the fuel for the fire. They will burn hot. And right and left, up and down, there will be fire upon fire. This is the hadith. And this place that has been made, constructed or manufactured is for this group C, the third group, who say that I am the best, I know what is deen. I am intellectual. I have modern forward thinking, advanced thinking. This is the hadith. Rasulullah said that these are those people who have nifaq and hypocrisy. Just. You'll see them recite the kalima. You'll see them mingling, etc. But those people, they will be in between the two. They won't be here or here. Nor on the right, nor on the left. If they're on the left, then they won't be on the right. If they're on the right, they won't be on the left. They'll go in between. They'll be in the masjid. You see that, for example, subhanAllah, when they leave the masjid, there'll be something else. A unique grouping. Their living, their lifestyle, everything will be different. When they come here, they'll look like they're following the deen. When they go somewhere else, they'll change. So my brothers, this is a very dangerous generation. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. We need to analyze and look into ourselves. Why? Because this is a ajeeb situation. The Quran has said clearly. Allah says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. In their minds, they think to beguile Allah and those who believe, and they beguile none save themselves, but they perceive not, they don't understand. They think that we are clever, and they're tricking and playing games. This, whatever we're doing is fine, it's khair, it's good, it's accepted. So Allah Ta'ala says that I'm grabbing their understanding from inside. You think you're deceiving me? You can deceive the people of the world. Yes, that no one knows about your iman is like this and is like that. Sometimes here, sometimes there. In Arafat, they'll seem different. In Mina, they'll seem different. And when they leave the holy places, they'll be different. On the plane, they'll be different. Yes, every moment, every hour, you'll see their appearance, their lifestyle change. You won't understand, what deen is this person practicing? Who are these people? Huh? That up to top to bottom, what is this person doing? What deen is he practicing? Lengthy statements. They'll debate with you on lengthy things. Yes, they're just to try to prove that you're wrong and that you're backward or fundamentalist. And visibly, you see, they'll say, oh, no, you cannot advance like this. Look how much we've progressed, we've achieved. We can go into everything, we accept everything, we can mix with everything. And their mindsets become like this, that without this lifestyle, way of life, dunya is nothing. The world is nothing. And their minds become so drowned in this thing. Allah says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا. They think they're so accomplished and they've achieved. They're trying to deceive Allah. They think that Allah Ta'ala will send them straight to paradise. Oh, they're very courageous. They've got understanding, wisdom. Allah says, for these people, Jahannam is prepared. Allah says that don't deceive. Allah says that for these people, are prepared an abode. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. Just life is just a few days. Just a few days. That we see, for example, they will go with all the places, they'll go to all the events, all the gatherings, whichever country or city they go to, they'll change their lifestyle. Mu'min is one. Mu'min is one. He's recited the kalima. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Yes, he has to stick to the kalima. Wherever he goes, wherever he comes, in the darkness, outside, whichever country he's in, working, he has one style, one method, one approach. He has fear of Allah and he implements according to the Sharia. So, he's not too worried about who's looking, who's not looking. He's afraid of Allah. Allah's watching. His basis of understanding of deen is that Allah Ta'ala is watching. His life is on one principle, one basis, one criterion, one foundation. Wherever you see him, you say, has my deen changed? Am I the same? Am I practicing properly? So this, the other group C, they're useless, futile. So we need to sit and analyze now
that how many people are more in number. With a cool heart we should think that how much am I in this grouping? Do I do all my actions according to Sharia? Do I take permission from the Sharia? Weddings, functions, engagements, dini events, birthdays, functions, all the things that we do in our lives. Just a little bit analyze and compare to the deen. What are we on the prayer mat? What are we in Ramadan? Somebody's wedding, we're invited to. What are we in the wedding? Outside of the wedding, what are we? We don't realize our deen just changes from day to day. The different forms and appearances and the fronts that we have. And we think we're deceiving us, we're deceiving ourselves. And we think that we're deceiving Allah. A mu'min, you could maybe deceive the mu'mins. Yes, you're good. And you do a khatam, they'll come and sit down. And then they'll go somewhere else, they'll give a speech, etc. Yes, a wedding function invitation, you'll see how they come there, how they appear there. The mu'min's color and practice. Color doesn't mean physical color. Means his way of life, his approach, his methodology is one. That Allah Ta'ala has put one basis for life. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That I have revealed to you this way of life that I've given to you. You should be pleased with it and accept it, which is the Sharia. So Allah says, yukhadi'un Allah. That how can you deceive Allah? How can you deceive others who are the believers, foolish people? Allah says, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They think they can deceive Allah and those who believe, but they deceive no one except themselves. You're a foolish person, you're going to die, death is close to you, you don't know the punishments that are going to be given to you. Which place has been selected for you in Jahannam? At that time you'll realize you in deception yourself. Allah, na'udhu billah, you thought you were deceiving and hiding and tricking others, Allah and the believers. If only we open up our hearts and understand, we read the Quran for this purpose. Our mistakes, our deficiencies, we should promise to ourselves, whatever happens, that nifaq will come into our life. That nifaq, Allahu Akbar, even if there's a pin's weight of nifaq in a life, what is nifaq? That if in my life I've made any decision against the Sharia, Allah's Sharia and the Sunnah of Rasulullah is saying this, and how can I speak against it? For this reason, because people will be upset, let them be upset. If a man's being upset, but they, Allah's upset, so who should we displease, a man or Allah? So we have to make the decision. The objective of our life is what? That we need to please Allah. Every breath we need to please Allah. Every breath. And when is Allah pleased in every breath? When every decision is in accordance with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sunnah and Sharia. And a person, then it's announced for him, radiyallahu anhu. The whole life of the companions was like this. So Allah Ta'ala announced in the world, radiyallahu anhu wa radu anhu. I am pleased with them. And whoever follows their blessed footsteps until the day of Qiyamah, with them as well. Just like I revived the names of the Sahaba until Qiyamah, those people, those individuals who until Qiyamah will follow their lifestyle and method, I will make their names famous across the world. Hazrat Khwaja Muhyiddin Al-Jundishti, rahmatullah, Hazrat Khwaja Mujaddad Al-Iftani, rahmatullah, his name did not diminish. Hazrat Baqi Billah, rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Mirza Mazajana, rahmatullah, his name can never be wiped away. Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband, rahmatullah, his name can never be forgotten. Hazrat Ali Murtada, rahmatullah alayhi, his name can never be forgotten. Rather, forgotten, I will elevate their names, make their names famous in every corner of the world where you cannot imagine. There their names will be recognized and known. What a great, great life for a person if he accepts the true deen, the right path. My brothers, this life for a few days, we say, oh, we're successful. Oh, we leave, we earn haram and do haram actions. And we have no shame, no modesty, not in the women, not in the men. Their faces are spoilt and their lifestyle is spoilt. And we are progressive people, we are advanced people, we've achieved because we've come to this hemisphere, we've come to this country. Make money, earn money, mal, wealth, how much wealth? Look at the punishment at the end, the big punishment of Jahannam, not even Jahannam, rather in Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a specific place for the munafiqeen, for the hypocrites. So dangerous a place it is, tell me. So Allah ta'ala has defined, the pious predecessors have defined, you know, you have the wild mouse, yes, the wild mouse, yes, what does he do? Yes, so what does he do? For example, he makes two holes, one which he goes in, one he comes out. He says, I'll go down this one. People think he's gone in, he's gone from this entrance. Quickly get him from here. But he's also made a little escape route so he comes out of the other way. The other hatch, the other hole. In the same way with the munafiq, he also has this game plan. That he goes and delves into everything. If you'll have this form, this appearance, whatever is the need of the hour, he will comply with that. He doesn't care. He of changing, fluctuating, his words, his speech, his movement, his mannerism will change. Munafiq is called a munafiq, a hypocrite, because his color changes, his form changes, his appearance changes, he's two-faced. So he knows that he will delve into the deen, but he'll come out of the deen from another escape hatch, because he has to please those people who don't want the deen. So subhanAllah, they had a way that they showed the Prophet ﷺ that we're following the deen, but also we need to please our masters continually. We can't leave them. And this is why they're defined as the munafiqs, and the yukhadi'un Allah wal ladina amanu wa ma yakhda'un illa anfusahum wa ma yash'urun. So Allah says that this is hypocrisy, and a severe title has been given to them. May Allah Ta'ala forgive and save us from this. Those people who are against the deen, who joke against the deen, they say, we're Muslims, we are solid Muslims, we have arrived. Allah says, yukhadi'un Allah, you are deceivers in deception, betrayal. They think to beguile Allah. And those who believe, but they beguile none them, save themselves. You just beguile yourselves, Allah says. And they don't understand, they don't perceive not. They don't perceive this. Allah says, that a darkness, intense darkness has been created, that you think that you are deceiving Allah. Allah cannot understand. You think you're pleasing Allah, and you think Allah is happy with you. Allah says, no, you're living in deceit. And you're trying to deceive others. Never consider that you can succeed. Only those who are successful who have taken hold of the right path. So what we realize, my brothers, after reading the Quran, in the beginning, in the Quran, Allah has given us understanding and told us that if you embrace this deen, follow this deen, success in this deen can only be in one way. In one way, there's only one way for success, which Allah Ta'ala has defined. If we are on that path, then Alhamdulillah, our destination will be achieved. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. That all I've given to you, whatever revealed to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, those who follow. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Whoever revealed to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, whoever I revealed to him, if they accept, embrace it, please with it, all his decisions, whether it's a wedding or an engagement or a function or a friendship or a relations, relatives or children, children's issues, affairs, no personal love will be useful, no personal relationships, whether it's business transactions, giving, taking, buying, selling. Allah says, I will test you, I will challenge you. Allah Ta'ala says, I test everybody in the world. I test you on this way, I'll test you in the dunya, I will see what you do, I will continue to analyze you, engage you, and measure that how strong is this person. I will test him through difficulties or through illnesses. And the human being, the true human, whatever occurs, he will stay steadfast on what? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And one hand is the Quran, and the other hand is the Sharia and the Sunnah of Rasulullah. You'll hit the top level, top notch. Whether anyone argues, husband and wife, you have to make a decision. First of all, put these two things in front of you. Come, let's make a decision. What's the argument between us two? Husband and wife arguing, regular clashes. Come on, this is what the Quran says. This is what the Sharia says. Come, let's make a decision. Whatever the Quran says, we can make that decision. Alhamdulillah. And you'll come out of the hardship. You'll come out of the clash. And those who worry about this, no, I'm going to do this, I can do this. Never will those people be successful who want to follow their desires-based desires and not the deen. Make the rule for your life. If you want to be a true Muslim, three groups. Group A, those who have stuck to the way, and let's do dua, pray to Allah that we are in that group of people until death. We stay amongst those people who stuck to the deen, adhered to the deen. Allah Ta'ala is blessed. Who follow Allah's principles and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the deen. This is the first initial message of the Quran that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated. And clearly Allah Ta'ala has exposed this third group of the hypocrites in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were exposed. And until the day of judgment, until the end of time, this will continue. These peoples will continue. These are the signs of nifaq, hypocrisy. Everything has been mentioned in the hadith. And you see the signs, we have to analyze. Are those signs of nifaq inside me? And so I need to analyze my nafs. We need to decide and consider, how many decisions do we make according to Sharia? How many decisions do we make according to our desires? How many decisions do we make according to Allah's deen? If the decision is according to my desires, then slap my face. I did this. I should punish myself. How can there be blessings in this? slap the face. How can there be barakah and blessing in this? How can I go into Jannah with this decision against the Sharia and I bring this into my life? Not this, that, oh, I did one or two. No, no, no. Not even one decision in our life should be against the Sharia and the Sunnah. Not one. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to understand the Quran, the tawfiq to understand the Quran, and all the words that we are discussing that the Quran is telling us. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to bring them into our hearts. And remember, let's remember again, that against this, if we do one thing in our mind is coming against the deen, no, no, this is too strict, then consider straight away that this is nifaq, hypocrisy. Our body, our heart is full of nifaq, is still not accepting the deen, even though the Quran is telling us everything very easily, simply. Do tawbah, repent, doesn't matter how much pain you have to go through, but bring your life into line with the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا سليم جبه المسلمين وهو يوسف النبي والنبي يا الله ما يستطيع الكبير أبو رحمة عفو المعلي يا الله تعمل ابن حكم عفو المعلي يا الله تعمل ابن حكم عفو المعلي اے میرے مولا جو ہم نے نادانی میں گناہ کی بچپن میں گناہ کی بے سبزی میں گناہ کی جان بوجھ کے گناہ کی میں عقل و شعور میں گناہ کی یا کریم سب تیرے سامنے ہیں میرے مولا تو سارے حالات جانتا ہے یا کریم یا اللہ تو سے بہتر کون جاننے والا ہے میرے مولا ہم سارے جرموں کا اعتراف کرتے ہیں میرے مولا یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ پاک و صاف زندگی نصیب فرما دے اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيهم صدقين شهداء وصالحين حسن رؤيك يا الله نفاق سے بھری زندگی سے يا الله ہمیں بچا لے يا الله ایمان بھری زندگی عطا فرما دے يا الله برائیوں سے فطری نفرت پیدا فرما دے میرے مولا يا الله ہمارے ایمان کو ہمارے دل کے اندر رچ بس جائے میرے مولا ایسا ایمان عطا فرما دے یا کریم روح اس کی لذت نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا نفاق سے تمام بیماریوں سے میرے مولا ہمیں دور فرما یا کریم ہماری حفاظت فرما اے میرے مولا ایک صاحب ان کی خالہ بہت سخت بیمار ہے پاکستان میں ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے یا اللہ تعالیٰ کو شفا کامل عاجل عطا فرمائے اور جو بھی ہوگی گھر میں بیمار اللہ تعالیٰ کو شفا نصیب فرمائے جس طرح بولٹن کے ایک ساتھی ان کی والدہ سخت بیمار ہے ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک ان کی بیماری کو دور فرمائے ان کی والدہ کو شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرمائے اور جو حضرات اور جو بہن بھائی بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ان سب کے حق میں یا اللہ دعا قبول فرما لیں کہ سب کے لیے صحت و کامل عاج نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ تمام بیماروں کو صحت کامل عاج نصیب فرما یا کرے یا اللہ ان کو صحت کامل عاج نصیب فرما ایمان میرے صحت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کی توبوں کو قبول فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ایسی جو بیماریاں ہیں ان کی میرے مولا ان کی بیماریوں کو ان کے لیے تحفہ بنا دے آخرت کا میرے مولا اور سچی ہے پکی تو بیماری کے ذریعے سے نصیب فرما میرے مولا آخرت کا درجہ نصیب فرما حضر عظیم نصیب فرما بیماری پہ جو قریب ان کو سب نصیب فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور اچھے زین تفرچے والہی صحبی جمعین میرا حدیقی یا رحمہ